time. What does Italy think of Brexit? The Italian government has set up a task force to help attract all the people and the organisations that are going to be leaving London when we leave the EU. Their government has also called for Italian citizens here to be given the same protections that they have at the moment. The Italian ambassador to London is Pasquale Terracciano, and he's here in the studio. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Just first on that task force, is Italy going to benefit from Brexit?
No, I don't think that Italy is going to benefit from Brexit. I don't think, honestly, that anyone will benefit from it. Of course, now we have to...
When you say anyone, including us, including the Brits.
Well, I believe with all... Of course, I do respect the democratic result of the referendum, and I'm convinced that now Brexit will happen, but the best Brexit, to me, still is the one which doesn't happen.
Hmm. And do you think there is a possibility that it won't?
I think it's very remote, to be fair, but should be a change of mind of the public opinion at large, we would certainly embrace the UK, maybe even with a little bunch of roses.
Oh, really?
Because back into the fold.
In a sense, Guy Verhofstadt, the chief negotiator for the Parliament, has slightly said the opposite, hasn't he? He said there is a door back in, but it's a different door, suggesting that actually we couldn't come back in on the terms that we've decided to leave on. Is there, in the thinking of the Italian government, this sense that Britain might be, could be, tempted to reverse its decision?
Not in the short term, honestly, but who knows, in the long term, maybe we will develop a new concept of continental partnership, associated membership, something like that, which could benefit both sides. Because after all, it is true that the UK never really fully believed in the European project. And sometimes they've been dragging their feet, and this has now and then cause some dismay in other capitals. Mm. So maybe a more honest relationship, which is very close but not a full membership, could be in the long run a good solution for everybody.
What about Italians who are here in Britain? The government's made its offer, it says it's a fair one, it's a good one for them. Are you happy with it?
We think it's a good constructive proposal. We are not completely happy with it. Particularly, we would like to know something more on how the government would guarantee that these rights are respected in the future. They are not hostage to possible vagaries in British politics.
Well, on that, there seems to be a thinking that it can't be the European Court of Justice that oversees them, but it could be some other court, some other body that isn't necessarily the British courts and isn't the European Court either. Is that, do you think, the direction we're going in?
I think so. I think that we will need, at the end of this process, a dispute settlement independent mechanism. And so probably you would be able to refer to that mechanism also possible disputes regarding the rights of the citizens. But if I may, one thing I object to is when at first the adjective generous was used. I think it's a fair proposal. Generous is, I found it rather disrespectful of the rights of citizens who have come here in good faith, have invested money, their lives are now truly connected with this country. This using, I was really disturbed by the use of this adjective as if it was a kind of charity that would be granted to 3 million people who have been working in this country.
Pasquale Terracciano, Italian ambassador to London, thank you very much.